You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Kenosha County flood warning remains active through tomorrow morning. It's for the Fox River near New Munster, with water starting to come down later today. Flooding has impacted yards and streets in the Wheatland area. The Sturtevant Village Board is continuing talks about possibly dissolving their police department. A public meeting with Mount Pleasant police officials is set for Wednesday night. Some suggest delaying a decision until a permanent administrator is hired. Eli Lilly could earn those tax credits if they invest $2.2 billion and create 700 jobs in Pleasant Prairie. The $100 million in tax incentives for the drug maker are the largest ever offered to a private company in Wisconsin. Oconto County, about 2.5 hours north of here, has reported 5 new measles cases. They're tied to earlier infections, bringing the total to 14. Health officials there and across the state are urging everyone to check their vaccinations and that they're up to date. Highway E in Kenosha County will close for 2 weeks starting today. It'll be shut down between 31 and JR. Drivers are being told to use the posted detours. And the Euchre family is expressing deep gratitude as the Brewers held a memorial celebration for Bob Euchre at the ballpark yesterday. Fans and team members shared stories honoring his lifelong connection to Milwaukee and the Brewers. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Decisions in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers beat the Seahawks 20-7 over the weekend. Training camp over now, and the team must decide who will stay and who will be released. Kalen King hopes he's earned a spot as a defensive back. I asked him how he'll spend his time between now and tomorrow's 3 p.m. deadline to reduce the roster from 90 to 53 players.
Spending time myself going over the film, and at the end of the day, it's not my decision to make, but only thing I can control is what I put on film, and I feel like I did my job today.
The Packers making a trade, sending a 6th-round pick to Philly for Eagles offensive tackle Darian Kennard. Baseball, the Brewers opening a 4-game series at home tonight against the Diamondbacks. Yesterday, the team celebrating the life of Bob Euchre.
He had this larger-than-life personality, but if he never said one thing that was funny and you just judged him as a baseball announcer, especially on the radio, Hall of Fame caliber baseball announcer.
That's Bob Costas with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Well, in case you haven't heard, Avengers Doomsday is set to premiere December 18th of 2026, with Robert Downey Jr. as Dr. Doom. Yes, that's right. Iron Man is Dr. Doom. According to the Hot Mic podcast with John Roche, revealed that two actors clash after one of them jokingly made a comment that the other found offensive. And the actor that made the joke? Ryan Reynolds. No surprise here. Many big-name actors are set to make an appearance in the movie. Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Alan Cumming, Chris Hemsworth, and many more. And here's to hoping Robert Downey Jr. never takes off that Dr. Doom mask. Looking for a binge-worthy show to get you over to the football season? Look no further than Tacoma FD, from the makers of Super Troopers. I already binged my way through it in 2 weeks, and it was a super fun watch. If you like comfort shows to make you laugh, check it out, streaming on Netflix. According to Puberty, Glenn Powell was asked if he's interested in playing James Bond. Glenn responded then with, "The role should go to an authentic Brit," and said he could only play Jimmy Bond. Other names that were mentioned to play 007? British actors Henry Cavill and Aaron Taylor Johnson. With those actors, I don't get why Powell was even brought up. There is no official 007 plans yet, but Amazon MGM Studios has taken over creative control. Fantastic Four has been receiving praise since the release of the film. It's certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and has a 7.3 out of 10 on IMDb. On film-based platform Letterboxd, Paul Walter Hauser, who was Mole Man in the film, gave his own review. Hauser gave the film a 3.5 out of 5, saying, "I love the score, the production design, and the performances. I wish they hadn't cut my scene with Vanessa Kirby, but I'm stoked that I got to be in a Marvel movie. First world problems. I'm spoiled rotten to get to act." Happy Madison fans, you're in luck. According to Deadline, Adam Sandler is teaming up with Sean Levy's 21 Laps to develop a feature adaptation of Evan S. Porter's debut novel, Dad Camp. Dad Camp Camp is a heartwarming novel about a loving dad who drags his 11-year-old daughter to Father-Daughter Week at a remote summer camp, their last chance to bond before he loses her to teenage girlhood. Kevin Jakubowski is set to write the script. Jakubowski has worked on projects such as Brickleberry, 8-Bit Christmas, and School of Rock. Are you looking for a new piece of memorabilia? Tobey Maguire's spider suit that has been worn heavily during filming in Spider-Man 2 and 3 is set to be auctioned off on September 4th on Pro Store Auction. According to Puberty, the spandex still contains some of its original foam padding beneath the fabric. Well, if that's the case, you still might be able to smell Maguire and catch his hate for paparazzi as well. The suit is estimated to smell, oops, I meant sell, for $200,000. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be another really nice fall-like day today. Mostly sunny with a high right around 68 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 40s to near 50 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.